So I'm going to show you five quick and easy tips, which are going to enhance your strumming and your timing skills. So the first one is we're going to strum on every four beats. So I've got a metronome set up here. It's set up around 80 beats per minute. So if you want to set yours up for 80 beats per minute as well and play along, that's fine. I'm playing a normal bog standard G chord here. Let's get started. So we'll have a count in of four beats and then I'll begin. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So notice there how I'm strumming on the first beat of each bar, but I'm strumming directly on it, not before it, not after, just directly on the beat. So after this, the next step we're going to take is we're going to strum on beats 1 and 3. So let's have a go at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. See, that string pattern's really good for enhancing your timing skills, just breaking up the strumming pattern, seeing if you can land directly on beats 1 and 3. So the third step we're going to take is we're going to strum on beats 2 and 4. So this is quite a popular reggae strumming pattern. It sounds a lot better when it's quicker, but if we just do it slow, we'll keep our pace nice and steady here. So this time, beats 2 and 4. Let's have a go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Cool, so the next strumming pattern we're going to do is we're going to strum on each beat. So beats 1, 2, 3, and 4, we're going to be doing all downstrokes on each of the beats. Let's have a go at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. The next step we're going to take, we're going to add in an upstroke now. So in between beats 1, 2, 3, and 4, we're going to have an upstroke. So it's going to go down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Let's have a go at that. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Down, up, down, up. So